Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Jess, welcome to the program. Random question, Okay, let's see here. What do we got for you? Okay. Jess, would you rather find out that your zipper was down or that you had food in your teeth while flirting with someone?
Wait, am I having food in my teeth and farting on someone at the same time?
Sure, if you want.
My fly is down.
It's up to you.
I don't know where the farting came from.
If you want to add farting, Jess, go ahead.
What was farting?
Wasn't an option.
That is not an option. You've made that up.
Yeah.
Are
you high?
Flirting, Jess.
Flirting. Would you rather find out your zipper was down or that you had food in your teeth while flirting with someone?
I'm still going to go with the fly down because,
it's not really as embarrassing for a woman to have a fly down.
It's more we're going to stare.
Hold on. Please, guys. Okay, so if, say I had, a chunk of broccoli, would I rather fart in front of somebody or have that food stuck in my teeth?
Jess, you got to cut the weed out.
Can we just go?
Yeah, right. you gotta cut the weed out, dude.
I
love you, but you're...
Let's just try this again.
You can't even...
Why is this so confusing?
Jesus Christ.
Would you rather? It's where am I farting? Nobody's farting!
No one asked you to fart!
You don't need to fart! Just
there's stuff in my teeth and I'm farting?
Man, she's got a weird-ass kink going on. I know it.
I mean, please, do your man a favor. Lay off the pipe.
Good.
He's got to live with you.
God,
we don't.
This won't shock you. I have a personal story for this one.
All right.
I don't know that it could have happened at a worse time. So I'm going to go with food in the teeth while flirting. Because last spring, my dad had passed away a couple years ago. But after the pandemic, it took a while to get his ashes into Arlington National Cemetery.
Yeah.
So I had given the eulogy at the funeral. So my brother Chris, I said, you'll get the flag.
All
right. Right? And he's like, okay. You're going to carry the urn from that over to the area where they're going to place it in whatever that wall is where you put the urns. So obviously, again, you've seen those military funerals until you're in one with a family member and they're folding that flag. I mean, it is gut-wrenching.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is dead quiet. My brother's not the most emotional person. He is bawling his eyes out. This is my time. I've done the hard part. Pick it up. You know, they're lock and step. I'm trying to be as lock and step as I can. Get over there, hand it to the guy, we put it in there, and I turn around, and there's my Uncle Phil. Zipper. I walked in front of everybody with my dad's dead ashes in the urn to put him in his final wrestling place with my zipper down.
Don't you think that he would have appreciated that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, honest to God.
Yeah.
All things considered, he'd be like, man, I hope Ted's got his zipper down. He probably loved it.
I mean, with my uncle, and I see him just zipper.
Right.
I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
And then it's the worst thing, because now you have to zip up your zipper, but everyone's looking at you.
Plus, you know my family. they won't bring it up, but I can guarantee you when I see him in a couple weeks or whatever, like at some point.
Someone's going to whip it up.
Somebody, well, yeah. It'll just come up like, well, Ted walks around with his dead dad's ashes with his zipper down.
Yeah.
Like, what?
With his junk out.
Yeah.
Try this again.
Sure.
Hello, Solomon. Welcome to the men's room.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hola. Hola. Solomon, how are you?
Good. Hey, is it Friday already?
What's that?
Is it Friday already with that Bad Choice song, last song you guys played?
Oh, I forgot. Yeah.
Jesus. We were just commenting. Jesus.
I like it. But.
Well, to be honest with you, man, I like the original better.
I do too.
I know. We were just talking about it.
I literally walked in and I said to Mike, just wait for the text like I hate this song.
Right. We didn't get even a single text about it, but yeah. Now Solomon's going to call in
call.
And say, hey, yeah. Guys, that sucked.
Right. Yeah. Trust me. We get like two a day. All right. Solomon.
That was a biblical comment.
Yeah. Got a whole diatribe about the chili peppers the other day. Okay, would you would you rather
yeah, from somebody who knows we don't pick it?
Yeah, who knew exactly? Would you rather find out that you had bad body odor or bad breath when you were flirting with someone?
Bad body odor.
Bad body odor.
Yeah, for some reason I feel the same on that.
Well, because you only get the body odor. It's kind of like on and off, where bad breath, it's every time you open your mouth and talk,
well, the problem
it's
is
getting hit with
I'm
it.
Flirting. So I know she's already shot me down because I stink when I'm standing there, but somehow that seems less offensive than when someone, and when you're flirting, typically you're talking a little closer, and yeah, every time you open your mouth, that stink's coming out, man, that's mm-hmm. hard to deal with.
Okay.
The reason why is because, you know, you won't be able to, they won't want to kiss you.
That's right. Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Here's the next part of this one. Would you rather find out that person that you're flirting with has crabs or chlamydia?
Oh God, that's a canned question there.
I think it's easy. I'm taking chlamydia.
You are.
I'm taking
because crabs are such a pain in the ass.
Right, because with chlamydia, man, I take the Z-Pack. It only affects me, and it's gone in about a week.
It's a week, yeah.
Right? And with crabs, you can get rid of them quickly.
Do you know you got rid of them?
That's the difference, man. I mean, you're washing everything.
Can I chime in real quick on the passing the gas in the face?
Sure.
So everybody's obsessed with
farting. What is going on?
Here's my take on it, just to give you some perspective.
Jesus Christ.
There's nothing more disgusting than the thought of the air that was just circling around somebody's feces now comfortably nesting in your lungs.
Yeah, that is
it's
inherently
called being, it's called,
what everyone's
it's
mad
called
about.
Being on an airplane.
Yeah.
All right, one more. So after flirting with that person, would you rather wake up married to them or with their name tattooed on your arm?
Tattooed.
Married to them.
What?
Married or tattooed? Hey, tattoo's permanent.
Married.
I mean,
I've been married twice.
Yeah, I mean, look, man.
And you get rid of a tattoo, you don't have to give away half your money.
But here's the thing. My thought, if you wake up next to this person and you're married, chances are it's a Vegas-style thing. I can get it annulled.
I'll get the tattoo.
All right, you're getting the tattoo.
Well, wait a minute, Miles. The tattoo, or we're married, but I farted on her too, right?
You farted on a married tattooed woman.
Let that be part of every question today. That you
just,
also farted.
Should we just start the show over?
I mean, my God, how close has someone farted to your face? Because apparently, that's what everybody wants to talk about.
Oh, my God.
What's the closest fart you've had to your face?
And they're waiting on hold. They can hear us. It's like, I got to get in my fart talk. Random.
That's why I called.
Random, yeah.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Goodbye, gentlemen.
All right, Cheyenne, you got to think about farts you just want to get out of your system.
Don't be weird, dude.
I just want to say, I can still smell that fart that Ted did when you guys were talking about that one mare. You know the one I'm talking about. So I can still smell that one.
You weren't even there.
I know, but that's how bad it lingers, man.
That fart was...
God, man, I thought we were cool. I'm catching straight.
Someone put something online like try to drop the fart term in every time you call the show today. Okay, Cheyenne, let's go with this one. What
would put you up to this?
Would you rather see your favorite band suck live or a band that you don't like? Or just have to sit through one of the band that you don't like? So in other words, what are your favorite bands in town? You go to the show.
Metallica sucks
that
night.
Suck. Or just go to
The Wiggles.
Whoever. And actually, you just got to...
Barbra Streisand.
Deal with it and watch the show. Maybe it's good, maybe it's bad.
Well, I've been to many a show, and I would have to say I'd rather see my favorite band suck live.
Me too. Absolutely, man.
Yeah. I'd rather roll the dice on a band I don't like, and maybe they got a good live performance.
I'm right there with
you. By the way.
Okay, but wait, right wait. I knew someone would say that, right? So I have one caveat to this. Indirect, because you brought up a few bands where you're like, look, we play them on the station. You don't dislike him. You're indifferent, but you see their show. And it was a Five Finger Death Punch or something. You said, like, brother, you just watch them.
Oh, Avenged Sevenfold.
Avenged Sevenfold. Like, there's
don't,
nothing.
Don't
like
miss them in person. They're
go,
awesome.
All right, cool. Now, you could say that to me, and I go, I'll go see Avenged Sevenfold. What if I say, all right, you can go see your favorite band or one of your favorite bands, and they're really going to have a bad night? Or it's Barbara Streisand. Right? There's not going to be any pyro. Hey. It's not, right? You know what's going on with that. Like, it's her and her music,
but
man.
You know,
nothing cool.
It's not going to be bad.
Yes, it is, because it's Barbara Streisand performing her music.
Her
music catalog, Miles, it's going to be bad.
If she's going to
cover other people, maybe there's a shot, but if she's going to sing
she's
her
gonna
songs,
sing Evergreen and all that.
That song sucks.
Truth Tree here, I think I want to go see Barry Manilow.
I would see Barry Manilow.
I'm dead serious.
I never hated Barry Manilow.
I saw a commercial the other night. I'm like, Manilow, climate pledge.
Yeah.
Is that me?
By the way, Ted, we're cool because don't worry because Sunshine's also still burning in hell. So. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Sunshine's on fire today.
Wow. What
the hell's going on with people today? Huh?
Yeah.
We're going to cut you out of the cool people club.
It's a feisty day.
That's right.
Jesus Christ.
For Miles and I, apparently.
But who do you think is, as far as artists you don't like? I say, we're going to go see them. And places, because you're like, look, obviously you have some soft spot for Streisand, which is fine.
Well,
she's been around.
Sounds, I just think
Bette Midler.
I would go see Bette Midler.
Jesus H. Christ.
Yes, I would. I would go see anybody who I hadn't seen before to get, like, I went and saw Neil Diamond.
Rebecca Black.
I went and saw Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond has good music.
One of the best shows I've seen in years. It was just like, wow, this old guy, he rocks, right? So, I am not opposed to going to see people before they pass on, to see them one time, to just know that experience.
But that's not an artist you dislike. That is
Barbara Streisand, I would go see just to say, I saw her. She was either good or bad. I don't know.
I would not go see Barbara Streisand to continue saying, I never have seen
Tony
Barbara
Bennett.
Streisand.
Would you go see like someone like Tony? If they were, I don't even know if he's
I'd go watch him. He's a crooner.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Okay,
that's
Tom Jones.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
To me, there's certain people that, you know, if you haven't
I mean, look,
seen
I'll just say it. Like, when I was out at the Gorge on Memorial Day weekend, I love Willie Nelson, but he is 90. He sounds like a 90-year-old. It's mostly his family, and then when he chimes in, like, it just sounds like an old guy.
He's talking.
Now, I saw him 10 years ago or 15 years. It was like, oh,
when he was in his 90s.
But he was like, he still sang a bunch. So I've seen him, so I don't mind saying, like, yeah, like, at this point, you're just going to say you saw him.
Sure. Okay.
All right. AC/DC.
Seen him a couple times.
Would you go now?
Yes.
Based on what I've heard, you know what? Yes. Yes, I would.
Okay. Because
but again, their stage show is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, so is Guns N' Roses. So is Motley Crue. But, you know, like, in Motley Crue's case, it's either going to be Vince is going to be on that night or he's not. So you're rolling the dice.
I would not spend money for Motley Crue. No.
You're rolling the dice on one guy.
I'd go see Motley Crue again with the... From what I've seen, whether he's on or off, that sound mixer guy knows what he's doing.
For Motley Crue? You mean like bring him down a little
bit? Right, got it.
Hi-ya!
Would you spend money on the ticket?
No.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's
okay.
The difference.
Okay.
Like, I would go for free, but I would not spend money on that.
Well, I mean, with AC/DC, they've got footage of them, and people are busting them up online. They're doing TNT. Crowd seems, they say, louder than Brian Johnson's voice. It was filmed on a phone, so who knows? Angus Young just looks bad. I don't think.
When did he look good?
I don't. Yeah, exactly.
When did Angus Young look good?
Did you not know what he looked like when he was younger?
Yeah, I mean, the guy looks like Gollum.
Malcolm was uglier. All right,
which is amazing.
I mean, they're rock stars, but right, if you took away the rock star, they wouldn't. You wouldn't be.
This is an ugly little man.
Here are the quotes. This is painful. They need to stop. I gotta say, Angus is really pulling the load on this tour. They'll always be my favorite band, but I'm gonna sit this show out. It's an old band, of course. They're not going to be the same. Y'all don't have to say for them to stop doing what they like. So people are defending them. I watched the clip. I didn't think they sounded bad. Brian Johnson's 77.
I mean,
Angus is 70.
And it's AC/DC.
Look, I heard Castle talking all day long about this show in England.
The Black Sabbath show?
Yeah. And Ozzy basically said, look, he's doing 5 songs.
Yeah.
That spans his entire career. This is not necessarily a Black Sabbath reunion. I know for a fact he's doing No More Tears.
Yeah, really?
And the reason is because it's still in his range, and Sammy Hagar was going to go and do it, And Tom Morello, who is the musical director of the events,
really
basically called him back and said, you can't do it because it's one of the five songs that Ozzy,
can do.
He's going to do, or at least attempt to do. So Ozzy could go up there and, you know, the other band, it's going to be a great day one way or the other. It's Ozzy's last show.
But why does Ozzy treat this like the Flying Willendas? Like the Flying Willendas say, hey, man, we're going to walk this tightrope. We're going to attempt, but that's the sell. There's very few concerts where the lead singer can say, hey, you come to this show, I promise you, I'm going to make an attempt to sing these songs without sucking.
Well, when Metallica goes out there and covers Sabbath or solo Ozzy or whatever he's doing, you know you're going to get your money's worth.
Sure.
When Alice in Chains gets up there, when Duff gets up there with Slash, you know they're going to do a great version of the song. When Ozzy gets out there at the end, it's not a version. It's his song. So how he does is going to be what people remember. As far as just like, can he still do it? Was this a good idea?
I think
was this a bad idea?
I think his voice will be fine. I just think, for obvious reasons, his energy level will be way down. Because he's one of those, he just sweated, paced back and forth on the stage, always clapping his hands, kind of rocked out. Like, there is zero chance that happens.
Yeah.
I think his voice is still all right.
But he's still Ozzy. So hopefully he's not, he might be just sitting on a throne.
Right.
Who knows? I mean, I don't know if you guys saw footage from the tour that Phil Collins attempted to do with Genesis, where he basically just sat on a chair on the stage and looked like he could fall over at any moment.
Yes, he's sick.
I mean, he was just like, ugh. And you're just looking at him like, it almost looked like something that South Park would, like, you know, mimic.
Right.
It almost looked like, you know, Mr. Mackey had cancer.
Right. Like, dude, what you're looking you at don't have to do this.
Right.
You know, Ozzy, I feel a little different. It's like you've become this whole cult of personality. It's cool of you to do this. Everyone knows the shape you're in. Castle's going. That's the kind of show you want to go to. Phil Collins.
Yes, it's going to be a great day.
I'm a Phil Collins apologist. But Phil, you don't need to do, like, if you had just faded away as you were kind of doing, no one would care. And I don't mean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Not in a bad way, but like that's who you were. Yeah. It's all right. You don't need to do this, man. And based on your description of him, like, Phil, seriously, man, like, get off the stage, buddy. Yeah.
Random. ABS. Random.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Justin, welcome to the program, the Random Would You Rather question. You ready to go?
Hey, sure. Let's go.
Okay. Here you go. Would you rather scream racial slurs outside of an elementary school or show up at a Chuck E. Cheese naked?
Jesus.
Oh.
It's a brutal today.
Well, people are being brutal to us. I'm giving it right back.
Can I pick a town?
What's that?
Can I pick a town?
No, you can't just go to Boise and drop the N-bomb where people cheer you on.
Yeah, like that's the name of the high school football team.
Now, let's just assume now,
your hometown.
Right. I was at Quarter Lane. I got a free room.
Yeah.
Looks like they're in the wing tee again, Ted.
It really does sound bad, but I probably have to go with whip the slur.
I would too.
You do what now?
Take the slur.
You're going to take slur. Instead of, okay.
Because with the slur, you just go down as an insensitive a-hole. And I've been called that. It didn't even hurt my feelings then. It's another thing to straight up be a pervert where there's children. There's no good explanation.
You could, okay, What if you lost your fantasy football team in this your league, and this is something you had to do?
I'm taking to school.
You're taking to school.
Without question.
Yeah.
But you're black.
I know. I say it's different for me.
Well, you can, I mean, you can yell stuff at the white kids.
Yeah, I know, but nothing as bad as the N-bomb.
There's not, but there's some things I know that you don't, that if you find out it's about you, you'd be like, what?
What did you say?
Right. What does that mean?
I mean, unfortunately, there's a lot of different groups you can say stuff about.
Yeah. Well, maybe if you spread the love to a bunch of different groups instead of just sticking with one.
Just insult everybody.
Yeah. So that way it's like, look, I'm really not pissed at everybody. It's just one group. I hate everybody.
Is that better or worse, right? So you show up in the news and they say, man, this guy was screaming racial slurs outside of an elementary school. And Armin says that's awful, which is what everyone should think. And you're waiting to hear what he said. And they're like, oh, no, listen, like, he insulted everybody. It doesn't matter, right. Man.
But you can just walk by the Chuck E. Cheese naked and say, you know, I'm just cutting through the parking lot. Yeah, I didn't know this was a Chuck E. Cheese.
Now, I'm taking the slurs, man, every day of the week.
Okay.
Actually, my preference would be naked outside of a Chuck E. Cheese screaming slurs at the kids. That's the best look you could possibly have.
Right now he's naked and
screaming slurs at a Chuck E. Cheese.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.